If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, you're there. How'd you get fixed up?
I don't know. The internet all of a sudden started working. And I am on the air live from West Palm, the ballpark at West Palm Beaches, and it is just gorgeous, Lance. You haven't been down. I came last year.
I try to stay away from Florida for the most part.
Well, yeah, and you know, in spring training and stuff, and it was very difficult yesterday because I'm not drinking and I'm sitting at a Buffalo Wild Wings watching golf and Daytona. And oh, by the way, I had to have them put, hey, can you put one of these 8,000 TVs on, mm-hmm. on golf? They're all on Daytona 500.
Daytona, I mean, and golf. Sounds like an amazing Sunday.
It was an unbelievable Sunday. But except I'm sitting there with a water, you know, and eating my wings with a water, which is very, very – I got to give it to me, okay? I just got to give it up to me.
Yeah, no, I definitely give it up to you for doing that too. And all I give it up to our friend Richard Justice is here right now because – he wakes up early now. This is when he is, as he said, in his words, he's lucent and coherent, is one Richard Justice. And I always like to get our guests when they're lucent and coherent. What's up, buddy? What's up, old friend, old pal?
What's up, boys? You guys sound great together.
Yeah, thank you, Richie.
We appreciate it, Richie. Great to talk to you.
Water and wings. That sounds like a hell of a Sunday.
Did you get ranch dressing? Because you didn't have a bourbon sauce with that, John, did you? Because it's Lent and you can't have bourbon.
No, I had ranch dressing, like you said, and I had Daytona and I had golf, so I was in a nice place here down in West Palm Beaches, Richie. And this facility, what they've done here, is spectacular, isn't it?
It's beautiful. I wish I was there. I'm headed to Arizona today, but it is. It's beautiful, and you know, it allows them to get their work in more efficiently. One of the things that's big in the game now is how you keep guys fresh. I mean, I think you started with Joe Maddon, but you know during the season, guys don't see outdoor batting practice that much, and on hot weather days and all that. But one of the things they try to do in spring training, you know, teams are doing sleep studies and all this stuff. Is just get them in there, get their work, and get them out. And when you have a facility like that, you can do that.
You know what? You know what's interesting is, now that you just said this about keeping people fresh, and obviously there's pitch counts in baseball, and they handle guys differently early in the season. In basketball, Popovich, with the way that he's rested guys throughout the season in preparation for the postseason. In football, you have rotational defensive linemen. They change the way they practice before the year starts. Every sport has finally figured out, hey, let's do what's optimal for winning at a high level. Let's not worry about as much about the same grind of regular season. Obviously, you have to win a certain amount of games to get to the postseason. But every sport, including 162-game season baseball, understands it's more than just having a getaway game where Bagwell and Biggio and your best players in your lineup, you're basically throwing away a Sunday game for a loss. Right. They've really figured out how to optimize a player's health over the course of a year, and then I guess they're hoping to do it, you know, maintain them for longer careers.
Right, and yeah, you notice Tommy John surgeries are way down, and that's because they figured out sort of that rest is the most important thing, and it's changing spring training. And that teams went back and looked, how much do we have our pitchers throw during spring training? They get on the bullpen, and they throw these hard bullpens. They throw batting practice. They go out for these pitchers' fielding drills and all this stuff. And one general manager, I can't remember which, said, if we did that stuff during the season, people would freak out. And so, you know, fewer bullets you have them fire early, the better.
Richard Justice with us here on ESPN 97.5. He's on, you see him all the time on MLB Network writing for the MLB. Richard, I was just amazed at AJ Hinch and what he, for the first time going through all of that, how calm, cool, and all the decisions that he had to make and how wonderful he was. Now we're going to find out there's so many teams that can't handle success,
right,
and the way that he's going to have to go about it this year so they can maintain that success.
That's the big thing. And, you know, we would meet with him before, let's say, World Series Game 7, and he would say, I got to be one of his lines is, I've got to be the slowest heartbeat in the room, and you've got to just keep your perspective on things. In terms of dealing with players, he's the best I have ever dealt with. You know, when Alex Bregman was struggling when he first came up, AJ called him in and said, we're moving you from sixth in the lineup to second because that's what I think of you. That's what the organization thinks of you. And that gives you the credibility. Last year, early last season, he had Alex out of the lineup. And Alex didn't like it. And he says, why am I not playing? And AJ says to him, well, I needed to get Marwin some at-bats, so I put the names of all the infielders in a hat and drew one out. And he goes, oh, you drew my name out. He goes, no, I drew Correa's name out, but I put it back in there and drew again. But, you know, I mean, Alex Bregman knew he had his back. You know, stuff like he will go, Dallas Keuchel's mother called him one time and said, I would like to apologize for how my son reacts when you take him out of a game. And he says, well, he's got a Cal Ripken streak going. He's been ticked at me every time I've taken him out of a game. But it's just the ability to keep guys fresh and to keep the message fresh. And he said, like you said, John, he said, I'm the one that's going to have to get them to turn the page. What they have going for them is these guys like Springer and Correa and Altuve who, A, love to play with a certain energy and a certain attitude every day. And they haven't made big money yet. I mean, their best days financially are still ahead of them. So there's a lot going for them. And, you know, and Verlander's part of that. When Marwin hit the ball over the wall in the ninth inning of Game 2 of the World Series, the biggest hit of the whole year by far, I was outside the Astros clubhouse, and you could hear one guy screaming. And I said, who is that? They said, that's Verlander. And what you could hear him screaming was, we can win this thing, we can win this thing, we can win this thing. And you could tell, I mean, the Astros would tell you he did a lot for them. But I think he would tell you guys, being around these young guys did a lot for me. So it's a good mix, and AJ is the guy that makes it all work.
Richard Justice from MLB.com here with us right now talking some Astros baseball. It is going to be different, though, with the target on the Astros' back.
Sure.
They're the hunted. They're not the hunter. It is a different thing because expectations are much higher. Fans and media are more likely to have the what's happening to the Astros if they get off to the slow start. And we see it every year anyway.
Of course.
But they're more uniquely designed and built to deal with this, Richard. I don't know. You've covered Houston area sports for a long time. I don't recall any of our Rockets teams, previous Astro teams, Oiler teams, or Texans teams that have had this level of young core star players in their prime along with a mix of quality veterans that don't really have a lot of weaknesses on the roster. I mean, this looks like the most complete mix of talent that I've seen for any organization in Houston history.
Our analytics people ran the lineup this last year and this year and said it's potentially the deepest lineup in the history of the baseball. That means more above average hitters than any team has ever had. Because, you know, like in AJ, I said this, there's going to be times when the bottom third of the lineup leads us. And there were times last year he said, you know, honestly, I could just turn the lineup card upside down and probably get the same production. You know, you see, have Yuli Gurriel turning on 103-mile-an-hour Chapman fastball. And the one thing they did was they weren't going to stand pat. We like our team. We think we're good. But there are still things we can do better. And they saw, just like with the Yankees getting Giancarlo Stanton, the Yankees didn't set out to get Stanton, but they saw it as an opportunity. The Astros saw getting Gerrit Cole as an opportunity. They looked at Darvish. They looked at all these things. They said, this is the perfect thing. We have the prospects to do it. They've traded away a lot of prospects. And what gives them hope going forward is, in all these trades. He didn't trade Derek Fisher. He didn't trade Kyle Tucker. He didn't trade Forrest Whitley. And they could all be up at you know, I mean, one of the stories of spring training is, can Fisher win left field? But the other two guys, Whitley and Tucker, can help in the second half of the season. And that's what you have to do to manage your payroll.
We're talking with Richard Justice here on ESPN 97.5. Any teeth to the players' claim that there's collusion among the owners?
These new era general managers, Houston native Andrew Friedman with the Dodgers, Jeff Luno, David Stearns, who was with the Astros in Milwaukee, they're so secretive that even if there was a plan to collude, they wouldn't trust each other. I mean, Jeff Luno is obsessive about, A, who knows what we know? Do they understand? That's why he doesn't like the coaches talking to the media, because when Brett Strom starts to talk, you don't know what he's going to reveal about how the Astros approach hitters and put pitch usage and all of that. And the second point is, what's the next frontier? The Brewers owner, Mark Antanasio, was visiting his son at MIT, and there's a little kid there doing gaming stuff, gaming programming. And the kid says, you know, I do a little baseball on the side. And Mark says, yeah, what do you do? And he says, the Astros have retained me to do a study on when the best time in a game is to steal a base. You know, normally you think, well, it's when a pitcher's slow to the plate, or you got, you know, a fast guy at first base, or any. And I asked Luno about it later, and he said, that's the kind of stuff you never get anything out of, but you don't know if you don't ask the question. So, and how do you figure out what the next question is? You try to hire these smart interns from Ivy League schools and all this stuff just to try to stay ahead of the game. And my point is, they're obsessive about it. But when we talk about Moneyball, you know, and Daryl Morey and everything like that, it wasn't just on-base percentage. It's where you deploy scouts. It's how much you pay players. And they figured out, we're not going to pay top dollar to players who are 33 years old. And so the whole economic system of the game is, we control, teams control you, the player, for 6 or 7 years. And then you have us. Well, now it's upside down. You're not going to get your money. So if I'm Jose Altuve, and I'm playing for a ridiculous contract now, and I've said this to Scott Boras, I said, why don't you go to the Astros? He said this before this offseason, and say, we got to tear up this contract. The Royals did it with Salvador Perez, and because he's worth more than this. And he said, no. He'll be a free agent at 29. He's going to be fine. But I'm wondering now, do you go back and say, well, being a free agent at 29 suddenly doesn't look different? Yeah, and so that's it. I mean, it's a perfect storm. You have a bunch of teams that are tanking, and you have a bunch of teams that have figured out, and we're not giving a 31-year-old guy an 8-year contract.
No, doesn't make a whole lot of sense at all. Teams have gotten much smarter. And
yeah, but here's this, Richard. Altuve will hit until he's 37, 38.
I hope so. If I'm Scott, I'm going to the Astros and going, this guy's going to make $6 million this year. This is a $20 to $30 million player. And also, we talk about this, like, if you ask Houston fans, okay, of this core, Altuve, Springer, Correa, who do you think the fans would most hate losing? Who is the number one guy in their hearts?
I think that's a really hard one, because
that's a hard one.
I feel like the answer should be Altuve. Should be Altuve.
But it's probably Correa.
But I think fans look at Correa as like, oh, boy, that's A-Rod without all the chode.
Sure, sure. Well, yeah. If there's any way you could keep all of them, but to me, just what Altuve means and just the kind of man he is and all this stuff, God, I'd hate to lose that.
And then there's Springer, who might be, Richard, one of the true souls of the fun that is the Houston Astros, right?
Oh, he is the guy.
The
post-game parties, he runs all of that. And the highest compliment you can give a guy is when he was hurt, AJ asked him to stay in the dugout, because we want you getting on me, getting on them, yelling at people. I mean, he's as good as you will ever find in terms of what he brings to the table. This whole run started when AJ put him in the leadoff spot.
Yeah. And I was so against it, which tells you how much. And I told AJ.
Did you let him know?
Yeah. I told him, and he said, "Yeah, we got these rings, and you don't."
and then did you say you mean ring?
Ringa. No, but you know, all the guys get one. Richie, I'm convinced all the guys that made big money, the 10-year guys, A-Rod and Pujols, all those guys, they were big power hitters. Altuve's Pete Rose. He's going to hit maybe past 40 years old.
I hope so, because he trains himself. You know, this is a guy that was a success, and he reinvented himself. I can get better in terms of nutrition and speed and weight and video preparation, and he's obsessive when he comes in every day. This number of Hunter Pence sort of developed this routine. This number of swings in the cage, looking at video. I mean, he has an idea. And also, there's no way to pitch him because the gift he has is the ability, hand-eye coordination, the ability to get the bat from here to there is freakishly fast. And there's just no, you know, he can hit a ball at his eyes. He can hit a ball off his knees. And he's amazing. And a part of what happened last year was Marwin and Altuve are best friends, and Marwin sort of feeding off Altuve and watching him and Beltran coaching him. You know, it's when you win a championship, a million little things have to happen. And when you go back and look, you go back and watch Game 2 and Game 5 of the World Series, you go, that can't happen. You know, and it was just great.
Richard Justice, MLB Network. You can watch him. He always tweets. You got to follow him, too, on Twitter because he'll tell you when he's going to be on. And it could be the greatest TV ever.
Hey, old pal, you got to come in studio with us sometime, old buddy, old pal.
I thought you said you're in West Palm.
Well, not right now. I'm
hey,
here.
So is everything okay? You guys, I heard you guys got in a fight on press row at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I threw acid. Yeah. I tried to throw acid in his face. No, that he wasn't us, Richard. It was another group.
Yeah.
I got you.
Richard Justice.
Hey, boys, going over to Mar-a-Lago. Sometimes where you're at, you can see Air Force One parked right out there by the ballpark.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that. But, okay. But yeah, no. So, Richard Justice with us here on ESPN. Great talking to you again, pal. And okay. Come in studio. Hang out with us sometime soon.
We'll bring breakfast, Richie.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Thanks.
There's Richie Rich right here on ESPN 97.5.